Unit 7, Track 2.
Professor Robinson, you are an expert on hurricanes. So, could you tell us how hurricanes happen?
Although it is quite complicated, I will try to explain it in simple terms. Hurricanes happen over warm ocean water. They need low air pressure to form. If this warm air over the ocean rises in the low air pressure area, strong winds, heavy rain and thunderclouds happen.
When do they usually happen?
Actually, there's a hurricane season which lasts from June to November.
Is it something predictable? I mean, are there any warning signs?
Of course. We generally use data from satellites to forecast a hurricane. Besides, there are some more visible signs like rising sea levels, strong winds, blowing debris or roaring sounds.
I see. How long does a typical hurricane last?
From 12 hours to one day, more or less.
As far as I know, hurricanes are named after people, aren't they?
Yes. We name hurricanes so that we can avoid confusion because more than one hurricane may happen at a time in a particular place. Also, naming them enables us to track them easily. In the US, the World Meteorological Organization began to give female names to storms in 1953. However, after some time, both male and female names started to be used for hurricanes.
Yes, I remember Hurricane Katrina, Sandy, Andrew and Maria.
These were the most devastating hurricanes.
So, what should we do during a hurricane?
You should definitely stay indoors, stay away from windows. Keep all the doors closed. Don't use electronics, unplug them. If you are not at home, find a shelter to stay in until the storm dies down.
One more question. What is the deadliest hurricane in history?
Without a doubt, it is the Great Bola Cyclone, which happened in Bangladesh in 1970. Almost 500,000 people died in this catastrophic hurricane.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes, it was.
Professor Robinson, thank you for all the information you gave us about hurricanes. It was a very informative interview.
Thank you for having me.